session number 10805, rule 3.
Mr. Brown, rule 3.
It's fascinating to note how officers that you have met on the on one ship, for instance, Lieutenant Fanshawe, who I first met on the ocean, was a lieutenant commander on one of the destroyers out at Shanghai, and that's how I suppose he knew I was on the London and was the workshop chief, and put my name forward as a likely person to assist in getting the projectile out of the gun, you see. And of course later, when we formed the HMS Ocean Association, I discovered that Lieutenant Fanshawe and Lieutenant Commander Fanshawe, as I knew, had been a captain of the Ocean later in one of the later commissions.
Now, did you remove the shell before or after London's attempt to go up the Yangtze?
Or before, because this was all preparation for going up the Yangtze. When the London went up the Yangtze, we went up there with a plainly marked with the white ensign on the side of the ship and a huge battle ensign flying. And it was a very, very rough passage because the artillery on either side of the Yangtze was firing at us. And unfortunately, the upper part of the ship where the secondary armour was situated, they took a brunt of the damage. And these guns were mainly manned by the Marines, and the shore batteries couldn't deflect down low, so the heavily armoured part of the ship more or less escaped the 8-inch armour around the engine room and boiler room, so were really below the range of the guns. That's why I say, that's why the upper deck took most of the damage. And we went up there, but the fire was so heavy that we were forced to turn around in midstream and come back again. One of the shells, I think it was from a howitzer, was very lucky in as much as it dropped down and it went up between the turret and the armoured gun, and it wiped out a crew of one of the forward turrets.
Did the London open fire on the shore?
Oh yes, yes, and the 8-inch guns, it opened fire, it got a considerable amount of damage, I believe, but we suffered the heaviest casualties of any of the ships up there. I think it was about 37 killed on it, something like that. I lost one of my great friends there, who was in the London's hockey and the Navy hockey team out there, Petty Officer Roper.
Did the ship look a mess when it came back?
Oh yes, I've got a lot of photographs down in my album which is held in the Chatham Dockyard Museum now. There's the whole history of the London down there, all the photographs, the whole history of the 1947-49 cruise, including the a write-up of the Amethyst story as well. It's all the book on the Amethyst and the book on the London's all in this big album. All the programmes, telephone messages, invitations and so forth.